everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Annette Morey here. I'm going to be doing a scene from my short story called The Thanksgiving Baby Keeper, kind of a continuation of the characters from Asset Management and the Organization. And this is the scene where the tradition of being grateful for something. So here we go. After Ralph finished carving the turkey, he sat down and directed, "Everyone, please join hands for the McFarland Thanksgiving tradition. Danny, will you do the honors of starting us off, and please share with everyone one thing you are thankful for?" Danny smiled. "I'm thankful for being able to experience a traditional Thanksgiving dinner with an actual home-cooked turkey for the first time ever. It's so exciting to be a part of this." It broke Char's heart to hear that confession. She felt like she should have tried harder to give her younger sister this simple gift. A normal childhood had evaded them both. Joan wiped a tear that easily escaped from her eye. Candy looked at Danny. "I'm thankful for meeting such a beautiful, intelligent, warm-hearted woman who takes my breath away every time I look at her." Several of the women murmured, "Aw." "I'm thankful Aunt Char and Aunt Tony are here, too, because Mom and Dad suck at video games, and I'm tired of playing with those weenies," Brendan smirked. Tracy glared at her son. "I'm thankful that Brendan is such a moron and got Mom's bug eyes instead of me," Jacob said. Jacob and Brendan fist bumped, earning another scowl from Tracy. "I'm thankful that Char and Tony came today because you two are on twin duty when we finish this meal. I'm getting cross-eyed playing those damned video games," Carl exclaimed. 25 cents, Dad," the twins declared. "I'm thankful that Carl had a vasectomy last year because two more like you would most definitely send me to the funny farm," Tracy deadpanned. Karen shook her head and frowned. "You have absolutely no filter, Tracy. I'm thankful I didn't have to cook today. Thanks, Mom," Karen pronounced. "Yeah, I second that. You know, that Karen didn't cook," Peter teased. Karen released her husband's hand and backhanded him in the chest before clasping it again. "I'm thankful that Kim finally told me how she felt. I love you to pieces." Sophie kissed Kim on the cheek. "I'm thankful that this big lug shows her mushy side to me. Yes, Tony, she has a soft side," Kim glanced at Sophie. "I love you more." "Ew, mushy love talk," the twins cried out. "I'm thankful that Cindy is there to patch my lame ass every time I do some extreme sport or something and hurt myself," Rhonda grinned. 25 cents, the twins chimed in. "I'm thankful that Rhonda eventually capitulated to my expert advice on what to do to heal faster and for finally noticing me," Cindy added. "Oh, I noticed you long before I made my move," Rhonda clarified. Cindy laid her head on Rhonda's shoulder for a couple of seconds before turning back to the group. "I'm thankful to be surrounded by so many beautiful women and to learn more about those video games from my grandsons," Ralph winked. "I'm thankful that Char came into Tony's life and gave me renewed hope for more grandchildren," Joan grinned and looked so much like Tony that Char had to smile back at her. Char thought that if Tony aged similarly to her mother, she would remain a very beautiful woman, well into her mature years. Tony's eyes got wide and she groaned. Char nudged Tony and she began reciting her thanks. "I'm thankful that Char appreciates my idiosyncrasies, especially when it comes to tinkering with projects in the middle of the night." Char stood up and dropped to the floor on one knee. She pulled out a small ring box from her pocket. "Tony, I never thought I would find a perfect match for me, A wise woman once told me, never say never. She reminded me of that very recently. Char shot Tony a meaningful look and continued, I am so thankful our paths crossed and I was able to worm my way into your heart. Please give me one more reason to be thankful today by agreeing to be my wife. Well, hot damn, it's about time you made me an honest woman. I was getting tired of living in sin. Besides, we better do this quick before that asshole heading to the White House turns back time. I want to be legal, even if it only lasts a nanosecond. You betcha. Let's get hitched, Tony exclaimed. That's the end of the reading. Hope you choose to get the Thanksgiving baby caper, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope you all have many, many things to be grateful for.